If you ain't got no money, take your broke.
Take your broke. Are we doing the clean version or the explicit version?
Well, considering that the new show that we're watching, The Masked Singer, is on Fox, I'm assuming that they would do a clean version.
Okay, so take your broke home.
Yeah.
I know the clean and the explicit version, luckily for you.
I know both versions of the lyrics.
Because I was in middle school when I liked that song, and I had to hide things from my parents.
I got really good at it, too. Mm-hmm. So, we've been watching The Masked Singer, and we're... I don't know how to describe it. All right, so for one, the production design of this show is out of this world.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the costume's really great. I mean, some of them are
except for that the Raven costume. They really did her dirty there. That one I didn't particularly like.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't care for it either. No. But, you know, that was in episode 2. In this episode, we're talking about episode 1, so.
Yes, you're right. Might be.
It's cool.
I already lost track.
It's cool. They've introduced a lot of people. For some reason, I thought they were going to continue on with the same set of 6 people. It would be 5 because they eliminated one.
Yeah.
So I thought they were going to continue on with the same set of people, and then it was like, no.
I thought it was going to be like they have the same people, and then just add a couple every week, but...
Yeah.
I guess they're doing it, like, bracket style.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing, but I don't know how large the pool is.
Mm-hmm. All of the celebrities in the entirety of Hollywood.
Everyone's going to be on there at some point. That way you never know. Someone's schedule is just busy for a day.
Yeah.
And you never know why. And they're just like, I can't talk to you for a full 24 hours. I have to go dark.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, cool.
Fully off the grid.
Yeah. That's the thing, is I feel like you'd be able to figure out who it was just from figuring out those things. But...
Yeah.
I guess there's enough people who do that on the regular, where you're just like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I feel like especially a lot of the people who are on it are people who, like, their schedule isn't as closely monitored as other celebrities.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't particularly care what a random NFL player is doing on Wednesday night. I don't know when they shoot it.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, whatever.
Okay. Should we explain the premise?
Yeah. Because
we haven't actually done that.
So the whole premise is there are, I guess, well, every episode there are about, like, 6 celebrities who,
yeah.
There are 3 one-on-one style matches, or sing-offs, I guess.
Yeah.
Would be rather what it is, not an actual
match. Guess it's a sing-off.
Yeah, because they don't fight.
Which is a shame. What if they sung while they were fighting each other, physically?
I don't know why when you said that, I imagined that scene in Scott Pilgrim where they were, like, doing the music battle.
Yes. That, but with singing. Or dancing,
that.
Like a combination.
If they could find a way to incorporate that, that would be fun.
Yeah, I think I would enjoy it a lot more, actually, if that was possible. Just take notes.
That's true. I mean, really, I just want someone to recapture that magic of RuPaul's Drag Race, where they blend multiple styles of reality shows together.
That's true. Like a good old variety show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, but also, a really important part of the premise is they all go one-on-one, and they are masked, like, we have no idea who they are.
Yeah, like... They're hidden. Their whole identity is hidden the entirety of the time that they're on set.
Yeah.
Like, from when they get there to performing to when they leave. Like, no one knows who they are.
Yeah, and it's, like, full costume, so if you're lucky, you might be able to see what their figure looks like. But, like, even then, it's usually hard. Every now and then, you get a glimpse
bodies.
Of a little bit of skin.
You're, like, vague
if you're really lucky.
Yeah, they're like, some white skin under there. But really, they paint their skin so people don't really know.
Yeah, really.
That would be even funnier. They're like, under this, I'm wearing blackface. Oh, God.
Yeah, that went dark.
But anyway, yeah, so in the very first episode, there's 6 of them, and they do these one-on-one style matches, and they're wearing the best costumes. Mm-hmm. Like, I really want to know who does these costumes, because it's, like, some of these I'm like, I would definitely like. Like, the monster costume was great.
Yeah, it was. I loved the, the owl and the deer? Or no, not the owl.
Just the deer.
The lion and the deer. I don't know why I thought it was an owl. I was just remembering gold and glittery.
Oh.
Because it was a very shiny lion.
Yeah. I mean, lions usually are associated with gold or something like that.
But the very gold, but it was like a metallic gold.
Yeah.
So that was fun. But the metallic lion and then the deer. I really liked their costumes.
The very rustic deer.
Yes.
He
was like, I'm going to go out in the back and shoot.
Yeah.
Someone. I don't know. What do deer shoot?
I don't know. It looks like a character in a an animated children's show.
Yeah.
But I also really loved unicorn.
Yes.
I really loved the mask of the unicorn.
Yeah, it was done really well.
Like, the masks incorporated into the costumes are really cool.
Yeah.
But.
And they often will, like, don't go too literal with a lot of the animals, and they kind of.
Yeah, abstractly do it.
Yeah, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, because you were talking about geometric shapes.
Like, with the deer. Like, how the deer was very, like, they made the deer. A lot of times people see deer as more feminine animals, which, why we ascend gender to species, I'm unsure. but they made the deer very, like, masculine, like you said, like, rustic, and that's not normally how I feel like deer are portrayed all the time.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
And yet, men hunt deer for their horns. Their bucks. The bucks for their horns.
This is correct.
Yeah. Weird. And it's a symbol of masculinity. So really, what are we saying? You're going out to kill your own masculinity, to put it on display.
Overcompensating.
Yeah, we're really taking
yet another example.
Here on Tea Time.
As we break down gender.
As we break down masculinity. Anyway. So with the performers that came out, I know Peacock, when they did their clue package, we were definitely like, okay, well, they've got to be a performer of some type. Mm-hmm. I said they have to definitely be from Vegas.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And my guess for who it is David Blaine, just because I want it to be David Blaine. I think it would be fun.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's David Blaine, but I really, really want it to be.
Yeah, he's a very socially awkward person, so I think it would be funny if he did something like this.
That would be really, I don't know anyone else from Vegas. That's another reason I want to be David Blaine. I can't think of anyone else. The only other Vegas person I can think of is Britney Spears, and I have a feeling it's not Britney Spears. For a few reasons.
for a few reasons.
Because obviously the alien is Britney Spears. Sorry, that's the wrong episode again. You can cut that out. I'm losing track.
I don't know why you think I am going to do that, but.
Okay, well, anyways. Time is a concept.
Yeah, they were just very showy. They did the greatest show from the, from the, whatchamacallit, from the greatest showman, there we go.
Yeah, the greatest show from the greatest show.
I couldn't think of what the name of it was. For some reason, I was about to say it was like the Barnum Bailey bullshit.
I mean, if you'd said that, I would have known exactly what you were talking about. But yeah, he was very showy, like, because they were all saying, like, his, showmanship was very strong.
Yeah.
And he was very much a performer.
Yeah, which is why I feel like I was definitely feeling that he has to be a magician of some sort.
Yeah. They had the whole card thing during the clue bit. Yeah.
I wish it was also Chris Angel, just because that would also be fun.
Yeah.
But the guy's body didn't feel like that. He feels like an older gentleman, so it's probably not someone that we would know off the bat.
I agree.
But anyway.
Well.
So, he went up against Hippo, who was whatever. I don't even really remember.
A young, hip hippo.
Yeah. He performed, he rapped, he did his ditty.
Athletic.
He did his ditty on the sabiddy.
He sure did. I think he did the dance where, like, you kick up and then you, like, you, like, swing your fist back and forth. I don't know what it's called.
Me either.
I'm not hip.
Me either. I don't know what any of those dances are.
You know that one where you, like, hop in time with the kicking and the fist and the...
Fortnite.
Yeah, some Fortnite. One of those darn Fortnite things.
One of those night
I know it's
things.
Not flossing. I know what that is.
All I know is 2 weeks from now, the kids will be talking about something else.
It's true.
But he did whatever. He had a lot of charisma, so we all just assume that he has to be, like, an athlete or something.
Yeah, and he was also dancing, and so they were like, oh, he's, like, actually moving his body. Must be an athlete.
Must be someone who has, like, you know, some right. type of rhythm.
And it's funny, because also at first I thought that that analysis was dumb, but then as we're seeing all the others and seeing that very few of the others do more than stand there and occasionally move their arms, I'm like, okay, the athlete, I think, is, like, a reasonable draw.
Everyone else just stands perfectly still.
Yeah, like, you can tell the ones who aren't, like, performers, at least not, like, live performers, because they just stand there.
Yeah.
At least that's my analysis of what is clearly an expert opinion.
I'm clearly an expert on this, guys. But afterwards, Monster came on, and Monster, in my opinion, was best of the night. He was best in show for me.
Well, all the judges were, like, immediately like, oh, you were the best performance we've had so far. Yeah. And, like, it was a decent performance and singing, like, skill, which we hadn't had a lot of at this point.
That is true.
Like, you might have one or the other, but not always both at the same time.
I agree. But I can't remember what song they sang. I want to say it was also from a musical or something like that. They've been singing, like, their song choices have been very
I don't think it was
a musical. Not obscure, but weird.
Yeah. They've either been, like, really, like, mainstream, like a song that you've heard 1,000 times, or it's been obscure.
Yeah. There's no in between. It's just like, here's one from, like, the classics.
Like,
it's
one like of Pat them, Benatar. Yeah, like, one of them sang the Imagine Dragons song. Maybe the deer? I think it was
the deer.
Yeah.
That was fucking weird.
Yeah, that
all
was
I knew was, like, all I
feel
knew
like
was,
if
like,
you're trying, if you're trying to, like, win a singing competition, don't sing Imagine Dragons. Like, I feel like that's not the way to go. Like, their songs just don't show off any singing ability.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna pick one, you do, like, Time to Begin or something. Not Time to Begin. You know which one I'm talking about? Thinking of is like,
I think so.
It's time to begin.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck the name of the song is, but
I
that's
think it's
the
called,
one you do.
I want to say it's called It's Time, but I I could be wrong. So.
We don't know things.
No. But if you're singing like part of that song, you can, it gives you some room. But there's still so many other better songs.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, I feel like they're also trying to pick a lot of songs that go along with their storylines and tragic backstories, as I would like to call them. Like,
as I like to call
them. I'm trying to think of an example from the first episode. But, well, like, so, like, the Peacock, his whole thing is that he, like, is a performer and he did The Greatest Showman.
Yeah. I don't remember what Hippo's thing was.
No. I think it was just something, like, fun and...
He just wanted to let
have
loose.
A good time.
Monster was...
Don't remember Monster.
Monster hidden... He was like, I hid in a cave in seclusion or something.
Because he had, like, a bad reputation or something?
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember what his,
And he's looking for redemption or something?
Yeah. That's what
it's
Monster
something
was.
Like that. And that's why I'm like, who has a bad reputation?
I know. The only one I can think of is Taylor Swift and only because she has this song. It's like, big reputation. And I'm like, that's all I hear. When honestly, anytime someone says reputation, that's all I think in my head now. It's just like, reputation.
What
like,
if it's Chris
big
Brown?
Reputation. See.
But the thing is, I don't think they would pick anyone who's, like, controversial.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Fox is not trying to, like...
deal with that. Yeah. Open that can of worms.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very hard
so
to say.
So it's going to be someone who has, like, a bad reputation in quotes, but it's, like, I don't think it's necessarily going to be someone who is going to cause a ripple in the waters of time.
A ripple through space and time.
Yeah.
A wrinkle in time.
A shot heard through the dark. I don't know.
Executive produced by Oprah Winfrey.
Yep. Is that even a thing? How can you hear something through the dark?
I don't know.
How does that work?
What do you mean, how can you hear something through the dark? If you turn lights off, you hear, you can still hear.
I know, but why through the dark? Why does that even make a difference?
Because through the darkness, I can still fucking hear you.
I don't even remember the context in which I said it anymore, so.
Whatever. Anyway, so Imagine Dragons is a terrible choice
for
a singing of a song. Anyway, Unicorn, she was also awful.
Oh, she was so bad. Worst one.
Yeah, what's really worst funny one. Was her thing in the package was, oh, a celebrity once my, or her celebrity idol who was a singer or something told her that she was tone deaf. And I was just like,
she was trying to help her.
Tea! I mean, it was tea, bitch.
Yeah.
She gave you the tea, and you didn't like it, and you were just like, no, I can still sing. It's just like, no, bitch, you can't.
Yeah,
do you know what's really funny is I always think of these scenarios where they're like, oh, I can sing. I always think of these type of scenarios like, we're in a bunker. Like, the philosophers. Yeah. We're in a bunker, and bitch is just like, I'll entertain us. And she tries to sing, and I'm just like, shut up.
Yeah.
You can't sing. I don't care what anybody told you before. You can't sing.
Truly.
Don't do it. I don't want to hear it. Please don't do it. We may have some problems.
It's like, do it in the shower and in the car when no one else is with you, like everyone else.
While we're in this bunker.
If you really want to sing like that.
Do it when we go out to forage for berries and shit.
You can't go out to forage for berries when you're in a bunker. The whole point is you stay inside.
You were talking about in a car ride. So what is the truth?
I was talking about in general, not just in a bunker.
So what is the truth, Catherine?
I was talking to the unicorn when I said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, she was bad. What's really funny is my guess was Paris Hilton's sister. I don't remember what her name is, but I was just like, maybe it's her.
Yeah, because their whole thing is they grew up in, like, Beverly Hills.
Yeah, so I just assumed it was someone rich. But I can't remember where Paris Hilton grew her up. I want to say it's Beverly Hills.
What if it's Nicole Richie? I'm just going to guess that everyone who is rich, I'm just going to be like, Nicole Richie.
They're rich. Nicole Richie. So does that mean you think Lion is Nicole Richie?
No.
All I wrote for Lion was someone black.
Yeah, Lion has too good of a voice that I can't see coming from Nicole Richie. Sorry, Nicole.
The weird thing is I do think Nicole Richie can sing.
I think she can. I just don't think she can sing Lion, like the Lion did. Because I think also they were saying the Lion was one of the more...
classically trained.
Not just classically trained, but more well-known celebrities.
True.
Like a... I don't know about A-list, but, like, not D-list. Because I feel like a lot of the celebrities they have aren't. And I feel like Nicole Richie, I don't think she would be held up quite to that standard.
Again, to that high.
Love you, Nicole. However, like, I don't feel like of this show would really be holding her up on a pedestal like that.
True.
You know?
I think, well, one of the things in the clue package for this person, for this young lady, they said that she was from a famous family. And she was just like, I'm stepping out of their shadow to do what I want to do. So I'm like...
I feel like that's never something Nicole Richie has had issues with.
Yeah.
The whole timidness.
I don't know. It's just... The thing is we were talking about this before, is we feel like they take random details about these people and exaggerate them.
Oh my god,
this is technically true. And you're just like, yeah, but...
Well, my favorite was... Like, they hear someone like the unicorn sing who cannot sing, and they're like, maybe they're one of the people from Destiny's Child. And I'm like, oh my god.
I'm like, which one? The ones who get let go?
Yeah, like, how can you listen to someone sing that poorly and be like, must be part of a very famous girl group? And you're like, no.
Although, weirdly enough, there was one in the second episode where I was just like, maybe it's Michelle Williams? But... I don't think it is.
Yeah. But, like, not the unicorn. The unicorn is clearly not someone who sings for a living.
True. I also think the unicorn's probably white.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I just know it's probably someone like Paris Hilton's sister. Something, either her or someone of that magnitude.
Yeah.
But everyone should, like, go on Hulu and watch these episodes so that you can catch up with us and guess along with us, because we're on this journey to figure out who the fuck these people are.
Tweet at us and tell us who you think
these are. Yeah, these are huge mysteries for us.
Yes.
We're on Twitter at, oh no, it's 2 a.m. Tweet at us.
I don't know any people in general, so this is especially hard.
True. Or you can comment on our, like, tell us on Instagram. Stuff like that. Oh, yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah. Also, oh no, it's 2 a.m.
But anyway. And Facebook.
The Facebook is whatever. Anyway, so the person who actually went home this episode, because I forgot to say that, we said, we'll do it like they do on the TV show. They'll tell you at the end of the episode where, like, who went home this week? And it was Hippo. Hippo went home. It was like, sorry, bitch. You were the weakest link. Actually, the weakest link was Unicorn.
For sure.
But they weren't going to send Unicorn home. They
just lame.
They had to send Hippo home because Hippo is an athlete.
Wasn't it Unicorn versus Monster and then Unicorn was the one that got passed through?
Yeah, and we were just like, that's bullshit.
I was so mad about that. Everyone was. Even the judges were mad about that.
Well, you know, we can all smell bullshit. And when we smell it, we're just like,
Yeah, so Hippo was revealed to be, I don't even remember his name.
Antonio Brown. I had to look it up. He is a athlete. He is a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's 2 years older than me. He's like, what, 30? Okay, girl. Oh, shit, I revealed my age. Tell them. Don't clock me, boo.
Well, wow, I'm so surprised. I never would have guessed it was him because I have no idea who he is. So.
Well, yeah, I told you they had to send him back because he had to go back and play for the Steelers and shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, you guys should definitely continue to watch, like, catch up, continue to watch with us. We're going to guess who these people are. Tell us what your theories are if you agree with us, because some of these... someone has to agree with me that this is Paris Hilton's sister. Someone has to agree with me.
I don't know Paris Hilton's sister, but I'll agree with you because
I think her name is Nikki or something like that.
I feel like it would be.
Anyway, she has like a slutty name. But it... Catch up.
On that note.
Catch up. Find out. Talk to us. Bye.
Bye.